This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is April 28th, 2014. NBA playoff edition. Hot topics. I got Mr. MOB and Calhoun in the building. Double R will join us shortly. What's up, fellas?
What it do?
What's happening?
All right. So far, this has been one of the best round ones in recent memory, right? So many things going on.
Especially when people thought the East was going to be so horrible, and the series wasn't going to be good. And that's what the biggest shocker of them all coming at, that the Hawks in Indiana is 2-2.
You think that's more of a shock than the Wizards and the Bulls?
Yeah, the Hawks don't have a single soul as a player.
That's the shocker.
I would say Jeff Teague.
Jeff Teague and Millsap. But they still third-tier superstars in the NBA. Agreed. And the rest of them is a bunch of who knows what.
NBDL players.
And those guys are 2-2, and they won
games. Let me flip this. How can the Pacers allow DeMarre Carroll to beat them?
Holy crap.
The Pacers don't match up with the Hawks.
At all.
Me, Mr. MLB, is probably one to say I'm not a Hawks fan at all. Not a Falcons fan.
You were born in
Atlanta Braves fan.
He was born with a dildo.
Born in Atlanta, but
with a dildo.
I just like to keep it real. The Hawks are not a good team, but
they're coached well.
They would have got killed by anybody else but Indiana.
I disagree.
No.
I disagree. I don't think Chicago would have just killed them. I don't think the Wizards would have killed them. I don't think the Bobcats would have just killed them. No, I disagree. No.
The Bobcats sure would have killed them.
The Bobcats would not have fucking
killed them. The Bobcats would be playing us, the Miami Heat, better if Al Jefferson went hurt. Because he'd be killing us and he hurt. The Hawks, Roy Hibbert is alive.
It's like Miami done issued you a jersey.
I'm saying us like I'm a fan. Why are you going to try to? Don't try me with that bull. Y'all fake Falcons.
I mean, let's be honest. When you seen this roster they put together, there ain't no way they was supposed to make the playoffs.
I gave them goddamn 12-70.
No, but sir.
I'm giving Coach Bud, I'm giving him a lot of credit because with Al Horford with a lot of injuries, and they still made the playoff.
They
get the Pacers all they can handle.
We had a hell of a coach, boy.
They're not even getting the Pacers all that they can handle.
Sure ain't.
Really, the Pacers can't handle them. Because if it went for the Hawks blowing the game the other day,
they should be up 3-1.
They ought to be up 3-1.
Yeah, they didn't score with 3:56 left on the clock.
So the Hawks really beating them convincingly. Because they beating them, but I just feel like Roy Hibbert is a liability against the Hawks.
Yeah.
Why is he on the floor? The first three games Roy Hibbert had 16 points combined in three games. And you 7-2. That's ridiculous. And David West, he just can't kill Millsap like that. And so they banned it on Paul George just going wild. And he couldn't.
And Millsap killing him.
And he couldn't just go wild. And they don't have no answer for T.
Nope.
Because George Hill can't check him. Stevenson can't check him.
Paul George can't check him.
So they don't match up. And then the Hawks got shooters. I don't know who them guys is. And I just know Kyle Korver. But the rest of them do make their shots.
And I think
they get open shot. That's why the penetration with Teague doing, he kicking it out.
Yeah, but open shot don't mean you got to make them. I don't know who these guys are, but they really making them shots.
I think as a professional player, you should be able to hit a certain amount of wide open
shots.
Yeah, but everybody don't think about three-point.
I ain't saying like that, but I think it goes to double R part that Bud deserves a little
credit.
Yeah, so we
deserve all the credit.
So
he ain't got shit.
You know, in the football, we do the Lewinsky and the You Suck Award. Would you give Bud the Lewinsky Award right now?
I think he deserves a little head. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, coaching whatever the Pacers coach name, he might be fired.
Frank
Vogel.
I don't give no coach from Atlanta team no sucking. They don't deserve no sucking. He deserves a congratulation, a pat on his back for a job well done, but not no
How would the team he got, the only team in the playoff that doesn't have a 500 record, the only team in the playoff that doesn't have a good enough roster?
The last NBA talk, you said the East got the last five people under 500. I told you it wasn't that bad in the East. They just sorry teams.
I said in years past, the East have had four teams under 500
going to the playoffs. And you looked at it, I bet it ain't.
Well, that's another discussion.
So let's go ahead and let's transition from the house. I do want to come back to Frank Vogel and coaching for his jobs because that's going to be a hot topic later on down the line.
Can I say this about the Hawks first off? As you was mentioning, with that roster that they have, and even though you was right about San Antonio Popovich getting the coach of the year, but with that roster they got, man, you got to give Coach Bud a little recognition, man. That man took a team of absolutely nobodies and took them to the playoff. And now they going against the number one seed and giving them hell. Hey, man, that's scheming and coaching.
They're just number one seed in the East. And he do deserve a lot. He do.
Let me ask you this then, Mike. So the Hawks beat the Pacers. Who they play? They played
the Wizards.
They play the winner of the Wizards in Chicago.
Beat the Wizards.
Yeah, they do.
Can they beat the Wizards?
Yeah.
No.
What?
They don't got no offensive power to beat the Wizards.
You say what?
They don't got enough. They don't got enough offensive power to beat the Wizards.
Got a good chance.
I think they got a good
chance. The Pacers tricked everybody. Me, the people on TV at the beginning of the year, just based off of last year, everybody like, oh, the Pacers ready for the Heat. But the truth of the matter is the Pacers are young. They're not mature. They first chance of facing adversity, they flop. They weren't used to it. They lost a few games in a row, and they couldn't bounce back. They started out saying, we're going to get home court advantage. Roy Hibbert came out saying, I'm going to win Defensive Player of the Year. By the end of the year, he was saying, we just trying to win. We just want to make the playoff. They did not have confidence in themselves.
You know what the problem is in that, though? Lance Stevenson's a big, big problem.
And that's what I want to transition to. The point I want to make is, I think the players are part of the problem. I think that them and Oklahoma City have the same problem.
What's wrong with Lance Stevenson?
No, the problem is the coach. And I think that the coach, and I said this on the previous podcast, the coach with Oklahoma City failed to do certain things, and we'll get to him down the line. Frank Vogel did some things that in hindsight were bad. He ran them. He played his players too much without resting them. So now you can see that the grind of that is catching up to them now. Granted, the Hawks aren't a good matchup, but they don't play a conducive style to play their starters as much as they start played them before the year. Secondly, they relied too much on Lance in the beginning when everything was going good. Now Lance feels like he's a critical part of the offense. Mm-hmm. And that's where it goes bad. Because he's not
the Hawks had in past seasons with
Flip Murray, Jamal Crawford.
Mm-hmm. When you know you got a man on your team that's the man, but when the coach ain't showing no discipline or showing you get his man the ball and you don't tuck big shots, then you feel like I'm a big shot taker, big shot maker, but you're not.
He's not giving the structure that's needed. What I would do, like I told you, I put him on the bench, have him coming off the bench. He's instant offense. He give you offense. He's not instant offense. But he can be the man coming off the bench. Okay. And he can take all those shots. But taking all the shots with Paul George and David West and all them on the floor is the wrong move. But coming off the bench, he can get the green light. And that's what I would do.
All right, so let's transition from the Hawks. Real quickly, I just want to get everybody. Me and Calhoun made our predictions at the end of the day. What do you think? Who do you think wins up, and how many games do you think this goes? I'll start with you, MLB coach. Pacers and Hawks. Who do you think is winning? What do you think is the outcome of the series?
Oh, man. To be honest, the way it goes, I had looked at the series and watched it. I think the Hawks gonna win.
So long.
And that's a big step for me to say that, but they not manhandling the Hawks. They barely won game four. And it go 1-1-1, but the Hawks gonna win. That's my prediction. The Hawks win the series. If the Hawks don't win, it goes 7. But I think the Hawks gonna win.
Double R.
Man, I think whoever win this game 5 gonna win the series.
You think so?
Yeah, this we gonna. I think this game 5 gonna be critical. The Hawks win, they come back to Atlanta. I see the Pacers laying down, if the Hawks lose and come back to Atlanta, the Hawks might lay down. I hope they don't.
See, I don't think they laying down. That's the one thing about that team they don't do. They don't lay down.
I'll say the best for last and let Calhoun go last. I don't think the Pacers can beat the Hawks two games in a row. So I'll have to say I think it's going seven. I think the Hawks will beat the Pacers two games in a row before the Pacers beat the Hawks two games in a row. That's my opinion. I think it's going seven. And I'm going to go with the Hawks because I think that the pressure, you can see the pressure on the coach when he's coaching and just how he just, and you can see it's trickling down to the team, the pressure that the media has put on them and the pressure they put on themselves. So I'm going to go with the Hawks, but it's definitely going seven. Calhoun?
On one side, no, we was at a disadvantage picking. Because they've seen the whole week, four games of it. We picked out the Blues, so kudos to us.
Yeah, we both said it was going to be a...
It's going to be a good series. Yeah. Now, the second thing is, I think the Hawks can. For one, like Rashard, I don't think they're going to lay down even if they lose. I think they're going to fight. I think the more this goes on, man, Paul George was gassed at the end of that last game. Frank Vogel, he's like a horse running with his tongue out. So it's a matter of time. He's breaking down. The worse they are, the longer this goes, the more their team is in disarray. And that just works for us. Because Jeff Teague is fucking them with goddamn 14 inches of dick and ain't letting up. I love it. And goddamn.
He's sticking in their stomach, ain't he?
Sticking in their stomach. And from
y'all give him too much emphasis on Jeff Teague Ward. And his game is not that good.
Jeff Teague
should be a top 15 point guard.
No, he is top 15, but he's creeping in the top 10.
Man, top 10.
He's a 2-10 player down in the playoffs. What legends are made? Well,
hyper.
Let's not get off my point. I'm going with the Hawks instead.
Yeah, all y'all going to go with the Hawks because y'all Hawks fans. Y'all
you just said yourself the Hawks are the better team right now.
You're a contradiction.
No, I'm saying I went with them because of what the facts show and the game show. Y'all just going to say the Hawks going to win anyway.
Why would you?
Next, Double R, going to pick you a hot topic. Going to pick you a hot topic from this week's playoff, from the playoffs so far.
I want to ask y'all, what do you think about this Chicago and Washington series? Everybody
was
picking Chicago.
I'm amazed.
I'm not amazed. I told you in the playoffs, teams who have a hard time to score have problems in the playoffs. To me, it's that simple. Chicago cannot generate offense on demand. And when you can't do that, you can't win in the playoffs.
That's absolutely right, because Chicago don't have one person on their team they can say, here go the ball, we need 2 points.
Not one.
And honestly speaking, Washington do. John Wall can get the
and point. Bill.
Bill coming on.
And Nene.
It's known that John Wall
can
and the reason.
But it's known John Wall can score at will. You can't stay in front of him. He's slowly but surely developing a jumper. He's a good passer. He's number two in the league in assists. So, no, I think Chicago, they a hard-fighting team just like the Hawks. Everybody play for each other. Everybody play with each other. But in the playoffs, when that stranglehold get a little tighter and you need a bucket and just go down to half-court basketball, they're not ready. And that sounds crazy to say Chicago not ready for Washington, but they're not. Washington got an offense.
You know why I was surprised? Like I had said in other podcasts, I believed in defense and Tom Thibodeau.
You got to get baskets, man.
You got to. And that's why I don't like that f***ing ass. Cornhole sucking son of a bitch, Derrick Rose. It's 2 years of this shit. Westbrook.
Boy, he hurt, man.
He could have came back before the playoffs last year, and this year he did the same thing. Westbrook hurt his knee again, didn't he, this year? How many times he hurt his knee this year?
Affect different people. Think about it. Derrick Rose, he didn't
want to. Derrick Rose ain't playing because he don't want to play right now. No. Either he's scared to play.
You think a man coming off of his MVP season, going to the Eastern Conference Final the next year, he just ain't gonna play because he don't want to play.
All right, so let's wrap it. The point is, Derrick Rose, you feel Derrick Rose could have played.
Derrick Rose is a coward and like a son of a bitch. Derrick Rose is a coward and a son of a bitch.
All right, so let's transition from your thoughts to Derrick Rose.
Hold on, what'd you say, Sean?
I think he could have played last year. This year, I don't think so. But last year, he could have came back.
So let me say this. I think that we're talking about Derrick Rose. I think that the problem manifested itself with Mike Dunleavy going for 35 points. Whenever you have to rely on Mike Dunleavy to get you playoff points, serious playoff points, you're in real trouble.
Mike Dunleavy might not hit 15 points in this game.
He in trouble.
right, Calhoun, what's a hot topic for you for the playoffs?
I'm amazed at all of the upsets and the good games, the series. I mean, the first weekend, it was five home teams. What was it? Five road teams had won. I'm amazed Dallas is, and they 2-1 on the Spurs.
Yeah.
I'm amazed the Hawks is 2-2 in Indiana. I'm amazed that Wizards had peeled out on Chicago. I mean, it's just been serious. Memphis had Thunders on the rope last night and let them off the hook when they went to overtime. That series is getting great. But the last three games, the three games have been in overtime, man.
Yeah.
I mean, them boys is playing out there. So,
well, let me stop and give kudos to both of us because we said that.
That's a
in the playoff preview. We said that in the playoff preview, too.
Yeah.
And I want to get to, in a later section of the podcast,
they're
going to be a hard series. I want to save Scott Brooks because I want to talk about him. I want to circle back and talk about them.
You really hate Scott Brooks.
I don't hate Scott Brooks. We're going to get to that, but I do want to circle back on that. But I do agree with your point. And so, out of all the games, because you, I think it's still another game that we haven't really talked about that we should talk about. And maybe that's MOB's trending topic.
That's but my trending topic is the emergence of LaMarcus Aldridge and Portland killing Houston and the decline of second year in the playoffs for James Harden.
That is something.
He's getting outplayed by Damian Lillard, his rookie playoff series, and he's dogging him. And LaMarcus Aldridge is dogging.
Let's stay on LaMarcus Aldridge for a minute, because I really want the Hawks. I think I was telling one of y'all that the Hawks, I wish the Hawks would have drafted him or whatever.
Who did we draft instead of LaMarcus Aldridge?
Probably Sheldon Williams.
But LaMarcus Aldridge is a...
So right now, where would he rank? Like, if you had to... Because if you did an MVP of the playoffs, he would be the MVP today. Or the playoffs. If it was just a playoff edition MVP, he would be the playoff.
See, what did he have, about 40-some points?
Yeah, he been going the fuck off now.
First two, 46 and 43. The first one was 46 and 20 rebounds. That's a shame for Dwight Howard. And you done been a three-time defensive player of the year. You supposed to be the most athletic big man in the league, and you get dogged out. Yeah. That's a shot at I'm secretly a Houston Rockets fan. I told this guy the Rockets weren't ready.
I admit it. It was me.
Yeah, I
know
it was
you. Fuck you.
I thought
all the odds was against Portland.
No, it wasn't. Yes, I told you that from the beginning.
Houston had the home series.
What does that mean?
Like we was talking on the phone. They got two standout stars who can flat out score. Dwight Howard, like we were saying, is a good two, not a good one. Portland, this is their first time in here. They got a rookie coach, really. They got a new system. Damian Lillard is young. The odds is in my favor, you, baby.
As a complete team, Portland got a better team.
Houston got a complete team.
Dwight Howard is not a pure scorer. LaMarcus Aldridge can score the ball however he want to. Post up, spin left, spin right.
I think that, and Double R, you can slide in when you want. I think that the problem is with the Rockets, I think they have now a fundamental problem. I think that, is it Harden good enough to be a number one to carry you? Because Dwight is a supporting player, but everybody in here, everybody, I think, will agree that if Dwight's your star, you're not gonna win the championship.
I don't think that.
You think if he's the number one option, you're going to win the championship.
You heard Sean say he don't think that either. I think, yeah, Dwight made it to the championship before.
He made it to the championship.
He didn't win. Everybody don't win a championship.
But I guess the key point of what I'm saying is, if Dwight's your number one option, do you feel you actually are a true contender?
Yeah, I
don't think he's dominant enough in this series.
I don't think so.
I think he's your number one option. I think you have.
I don't think you got.
I think you're a good but flawed team.
Dwight ain't calling for the ball. He ain't been dominant enough.
And that's why I don't think he's that. One, he don't have the offensive skill set to be that.
But he's much better. If you watch him, he's much better.
But he's not better where it counts, like free throws, things that you need.
Man, that don't. Shaq never could hit him.
Shaq had Kobe to carry some of that burden, so it didn't matter how good he was at free throws. He had Kobe to carry.
No, he was more different. Yeah, it was different because he didn't even without the free throws.
He better than Dwight Howard.
36 points.
And Dwight Howard can't do that.
And that's the problem. He more dominant than Dwight, but I think the right team. Dwight can be your number one. Yeah, I think that. I think James Harden is a good player. He can give you what you need, but he need a little bit more grooming. Hell, I'm the biggest LeBron James fan I can think of, but he needed some kick his ass out the playoff and get some grooming. James Harden went straight from a bench player to a, I'm the man. So he not there. Because in the playoff 2 years, he ain't sure he can be the man.
But I think one thing that James Harden does too, and they had this YouTube video about James Harden, the defensive juggernaut. I don't know if y'all saw that, but he plays horrible defense at times. Like,
a lot of superstars, that's their Achilles heel, playing big-time defense. It's hard to be so dominant at both. That's very hard.
But I think that the true great ones, and I'm not even talking about your super athletes like LeBron. I think even Dwayne Wade, I think he's a good example.
Paul George.
I wouldn't say he got to that level. No.
Paul George, one of the best two-way players in the game. Man.
That's not the point I'm going to make. I think the point is the true greats can be average on defense, good on offense, and pick their spots to be great on both. Like, yeah. I think Dwayne Wade can say this downtime, you're not doing anything. If you get the ball, you're shut down completely. Yeah. I think all the greats have that when they could do that. Maybe 5-10 possessions a game where they could say, you're not doing it, regardless. And you can put them pretty much on anybody reasonable, and they can do that.
The man down, do you think they could go back on offense and bust a nigga head, bust a nigga ass?
Like he said, the real greats came.
Yeah. I think the greatest. And I think the lowest person on that bar, and I ain't going to say the lowest person, I think Dwayne Wade is probably the last person on that bar of the recent players, in my opinion.
Nah.
Let me ask y'all this.
I'm not coming off the bench
to being the man. So you may as well compare Harden to Joe Johnson. Yeah, he come to Atlanta and was the man.
Yeah, but Joe Johnson is a different type.
I think it's a personality type. I think it's a personality and a team type. Like Houston got Dwight and they had real title expectations. We got Joe. Oh, wow, we got Joe. Joe just was, he had the green light to do other things. So I think that A, the expectations were different. B, they were coming, they came from different places. James Harden just came from being the sixth man of the year.
I think the difference was it wasn't everybody know Joe the man when he came to the Hawks.
Well, everybody know
but
James.
Everybody was saying James Harden the man. Exactly. That's the difference. Joe Johnson adapted into being the man in Atlanta. He wasn't never.
Man, didn't have nobody but Joe.
But I'm saying he wasn't never outspoken saying, I'm the man. It was just his play. We knew as people who watched the Hawks and basketball, he the best player on the team. Josh Smith didn't like it. Jamal Crawford probably thought he was better. Flip thought he was better. But truthfully, Joe better than all them. So that's why he was the man and most of the blame fell on him. But James Harden, like you said, the personality. He's kind of like, he wanted this challenge. Joe was forced into it. But James Harden not living up to it. He not, I don't think.
Calhoun, what's your next hot topic, excuse
me? I thought Will Mike was going to go. The Spurs and the Mavericks. I didn't think the Mavericks was going
to. I didn't either.
I didn't think they were going to do it like this.
One of those games was kind of a look. Win, right?
You talking about that Vince Carter show?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, so.
Hey, but still, man, I didn't expect this.
You think the Spurs going to run them out the gym?
I did, too. I thought they were going
to run them out the gym.
You're going to beat the shit out of them.
I thought we were going to go 5. I'm just being honest. I thought Dallas was going to win 1.
I thought we were going to either go 5 like we was talking, or they were going to get swept.
I didn't think it swept. You ain't going to sweep Dirk Nowitzki.
So, who's been the MVP of that series so far?
Monte Ellis.
Dallas and the Mavericks.
Monte Ellis.
Nah, you can't say it's been really a team effort.
I was just going to say the team.
I can't Monte.
I was thinking Rick Carlisle.
Oh, you can always give it to Rick. Rick a hell of a coach, too, now.
He ain't. They saying he went in the chess match against Popovich, but not really. I just think Dallas came. They was underestimated. People didn't think they were going to show up, and they showed up. Because Dallas got quality. Players all over the court, but you just thought the Spurs number 1, they number 8. But in the West, a true number 8 is not a true number 8.
Nah.
So I thought it was gonna go 5. Dallas did shock me, but I thought it was gonna go 5.
What's your headline for the playoffs?
My hot topic right now is the possibility of 3 50-win coaches getting fired.
Wow.
And so, if they don't win out this series.
Who's your three? Sorry, Frank Vogel.
Frank Vogel, Scott Brooks, and Kevin McHale. I think that, and we can talk about this a little more. I think that Frank Vogel is well documented, right? We said everything you could say. It's inexcusable to lose to an AC.
With that kind of talent.
With that kind of talent. Mm-hmm. It just happened to be our Atlanta Hawks. And I think that him and Scott Brooks, I told, like I said in the original NBA playoff preview, they suffer from the same problem. Their goals as a championship team, and San Antonio is the best to do this. Their goals you should achieve during the year that have nothing to do with wins and losses. So both of those teams have different goals. So for me, if I were the Pacers, I would have made sure my starters were well rested. Mm-hmm. I would have made sure Lance knew his role on the team.
I got a real confliction with you when saying my starters should be well rested. Maybe because I'm a LeBron James fan. Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
What'd you say, Short?
I said different. With a team like San Antonio, you gotta rest them.
No, he's saying like Indiana. Them young boys. Why should they need rest? Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman. Them people didn't rest. Now this is
great.
No, but it teams in back in our 90s, early 90s, people weren't resting nobody. Popovich started doing this. Now everybody feel like somebody need rest. No. He started doing that once Tim Duncan them got old, started getting injured. Earlier, Tim Duncan didn't miss games. Now they older. The Pacers are a young-legged team. It ain't no excuse. They shouldn't be getting rest. Like LeBron don't rest.
Bet you next year they rest LeBron.
I bet you they don't.
I bet they do.
LeBron James is going to play. That just, you got to want to play. No, you don't rest. No.
I think fundamentally we can agree to disagree on that point, but I still think go ahead, Double R.
Alters on the older team, like the San Antonio, the Brooklyn Knicks. You got an older veteran guy. Yeah, I think they do need to be rest.
But the Pacers don't.
Nah, not the Pacers.
No. I think you see it in Roy Hibbert. Roy Hibbert looks tired.
Roy Hibbert looked tired coming in the league. You know that he was slow, out of shape coming in the league.
Okay, let's lead him. Resting, because we'll agree to disagree on that all day. I still think there are other goals the Pacers should incorporate, like incorporating Lance, finding a good second unit, and what second unit works for them.
Listen, and not spending too much time on the Pacers, I think you're right with what you're saying. There are three coaches who might get fired, and if they do, you wouldn't even bat an eye towards it.
Because and they won 50 games.
With the talent they have, and with the expectation they have, and with the time that they've been given, they should have made a better...
Now, let's transition to... Let's do Kevin McHale because it's easy. I think that he would get fired because they brought in Dwight. Such big expectations for Houston. And I think that, again, like most people, if you look on the outside of that series, it's not saying that Houston would just sweep by Portland. But I think this is a series that, if you ask everybody internally in Houston, they expected to win in 5 or 6.
They should.
Yeah, I think they did.
They shouldn't have
thought. I think that, maybe right or wrong, I think that that was their mindset. And you can see it in game one by how they came out.
I don't want to be back and forth, but I don't think out of those three coaches, Kevin Kell would be the first one to go.
Scott Brooks would be the first one to go. If they don't get out this first round, Scott Brooks would be the first one to go. I say that they both would be gone. It just depends on which one loses first.
But I think I think Frank Vogel, because the expectations of Larry Bird being a legend and this he's probably so high. And they left last season off a high, like the Heat snuck by us, so this year we're going. And for them to back into the playoff, losing 15 games the last month, I feel like Larry Bird will do something so drastic and get rid of him like a Jerry Jones or something. Frank Vogel on the chopping block.
I don't think it would be drastic.
You lose this series, he out of there.
Man, you losing to the Hawks.
He got it.
I think it's a more embarrassing loss, but I still think Scott Brooks. I think Scott Brooks is just his.
Yeah, because you don't like him and your favorite players on his team.
But not so much.
Frank
like
Vogel is a disgrace. If you lose to them no name ass Hawks, and they the first seed what they've been fighting for in the first round, he need to get the fuck up.
Nobody's disagreeing with that. I think the Patriots had delusional expectations. So they're going off, hey, we got here last year. We should maybe be better this year.
They did. That's not delusional. Yes, they did. And then you add Evan Turner to the mix. And then you mess around.
But they need Evan Turner to change things up. They didn't. he wasn't a part of their original plan because things were going bad, so Bird did something.
But if you get all the way, you're in the East with that kind of firepower. Yeah, you should be in the East.
What firepower, though?
Exactly. What firepower?
You still got Paul George, David.
Hype. I tell you.
I'm going to say the one commodity that I, if you had to put your money on any person on the Pacers, it would be David West for me.
No. Paul George is hype. Let me tell you something. All that MVP talk, he's nowhere near the MVP right now.
Of course.
No, I'm saying not you, but the NBA and the people on TV were saying he an MVP candidate because they had lost their first 10 games. Paul George is not a top superstar caliber player.
So if you had to put your money on somebody on the Pacers, who would you put your money? If you had to buy stock in somebody on the Pacers and it can only be one person, who would you?
It'd have to be him because his ceiling is so high. But right now, I'm saying he's not ready.
I think the problem, they don't go through David West enough.
David West is an old star, though.
But you
he
just
still
said,
got game, but he's older.
But then that go to your point. You don't trust Paul. You just said yourself, you don't trust Paul George enough. David West is older. But you damn sure ain't finna give it to Lance or Roy Hilbert. So who you go to?
I ain't giving it to Roy Hilbert, period.
Period. You ain't giving it to Lance, too.
Yeah, he's sporadic.
Exactly. So that I think that we described the Patriots in a really good in 2 minutes. We just described the Patriots really. I mean, the Pacers, excuse me, really good. So you don't. Paul George isn't ready. David West is over the hill, and the other two you can't trust too. So when you look at it like in those simple terms, how much of a threat are they really?
None.
Last year, because they played good team ball.
They were good last year because Roy Hibbert had the best series of his career against the Miami Heat. We couldn't stop him. We didn't know what to do. He was making points. We couldn't stop him.
That was one series. They had
to that was the one that made everybody thought they ready.
They played like Rashard said, they played great as a team last year. That's why I was sold on this year. They looked like a team.
You be sold on all hype.
And then you said one of your finals predictions was Pacers at Houston.
I'm glad I ain't betting
him. He'll hyper.
You know that.
I like Houston.
I like the Pacers.
Pacers had hype. Houston had hype.
Right, so let's slide to Scott Brooks.
Man, you hate no Scott Brooks.
I don't agree. Scott Brooks.
Yeah,
I wouldn't fire him. I keep him because Memphis they not no slouch now.
Calhoun said it right. Darren is mad because Durant is his favorite printer and they not looking like they supposed
to. But y'all look at basketball. Oklahoma City has systematic problems. They can't get Durant the ball easily in the offensive set.
But I told
he
y'all.
He can't control with
working them.
I told y'all.
That's any way. That's
I told
any
y'all
game.
On the pre-playoff talk, Oklahoma City in the playoffs can't beat nobody with two players.
Exactly.
You can't. They top heavy. They don't got nobody else. They got a little bit. From Reggie Jackson last night, he career playoff high.
Reggie Jackson went off last night.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You got they're not a complete team. One thing about Memphis, they got everything you need. They got shooters. They got
They got no damn shooters.
Why they don't?
They just play good team ball. Like
no, they got some. Mike Conley is one of the most underrated point guards in the league.
Him and Jeff Teague on the same level.
No, Jeff Teague better than Mike Conley.
No, the heck he
are you out your mind? Jeff T better than Mike Rashad. RTR, who you taking? Jeff T.
You can disagree.
I'm taking T right now, but they neck and neck, though. I take T, though.
Exactly. I mean, to this point, that they're in the same class of point guard. Well, however you see them, as second to third to whatever, they're in the same group.
They right there together. You can put them in the hat, and which one of them is what it is. But I'm just saying, Memphis got inside presence. They got a good point guard. They got wing defenders like Tony Allen. Even Tayshaun Prince, he over the hill. No, he can't stop Kevin Durant. And they found out that the first few games they put Prince on him, he can't do it. Tony Allen made it hard because he hassling him. He make it hard. Man,
Tony Allen been a defender all his career.
Yeah.
Shut LeBron down in Boston.
I still think y'all giving Scott Brooks too much. Maybe I'm too hard on him. I don't think y'all hard enough on him.
You just don't like
it. Let's bring this analogy to football. If the NFL equivalent of Scott Brooks would be Mike Smith.
Now it's time to fire Mike Smith, though. If he don't do nothing this year.
Same thing with Scott Brooks.
You just said the same point. That he make it.
Nah, but Scott Brooks ain't Mike Smith. We've never been to the Super Bowl. Scott's been to the
finals. He's been to the finals, been to the conference championship.
And he done went through some grueling series. This ain't their first grueling series. They did this a couple years ago with the Grizzlies.
But that doesn't.
They beat LA. No,
it doesn't matter how hard your series is. And then this is a results based league, right?
It matches up fine matchups. They made it to the championship because their matchups were perfect for them. But in the finals, they go against a superior team, they got smashed. With James Harden, they won one game. The first game, and the Heat backdoor swept them. The Oklahoma City Thunder does not have a complete team. Once your big boys, once Kevin Durant ain't doing it, once Westbrook ain't doing it, now it's, oh my God, what can we do?
Reggie Jackson.
You go to Reggie Jackson, try to hope Serge Ibaka hit seven jump shots or something. They ain't got a complete team.
All right, so.
Let me tell y'all this, though. Everybody know in the playoffs, if you got a weakness, a good coach going to find it and exploit it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, again, I wish we could do a quick power ranking of the coaches, but we'll leave that for another podcast.
How can you hate Scotty Brooks but love Spoelstra?
Spoelstra's a damn good coach.
Spoelstra is a shitty coach. All he do is give it to LeBron.
He do more than that.
No, he ain't shit.
LeBron hater, that's why you say that.
I don't know. That it. I'm not going to argue. Go ahead.
We could talk about Spoelstra.
What y'all thought about the Clippers in the Golden State?
Let me get in there. And listen, them mulattoes going in, the motherfucking Splash Brothers. Them motherfuckers getting in. The goddamn Clippers ain't going to... I don't think they're going to pull it in. Why is that? I don't think the Clippers going to pull it. They might not pull it. I rooted for them at first.
Let me be the first to say I was completely wrong. I thought Clippers were going to beat the shit out of them. I thought it wasn't going to go no more than five.
I said no.
This nigger stuff going on, I don't see.
Nigger stuff don't determine the series. Golden State and the Clippers are matched up so good.
Yeah.
It only depends on who making their shots, who making the plays, who making the 50-50 play. They were too matched up. They matched up to the T. And I feel... But I feel if Bogut weren't hurt, they would be beating them. That's what I'm saying. You were saying, Rashard, I remember, Doc Rivers make him a better team. No, he doesn't. He don't have a true star. Chris Paul is... But he's not big enough. In the playoff, it becomes big ball. Call him and Stephen Curry, Chris Paul would be, somebody would say hands down, he a better point guard. But he not hands down a better point guard than Stephen Curry.
Especially in playoff ball, and it goes to what we said.
That's it to me.
Yeah,
it goes to what we said earlier. Chris Paul, you can't get him the ball and be assured you're going to get a point.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Not like Stephen Curry.
Not for a shooting, no. But Chris Paul can get to the hole.
He can get to the bucket. Can he score easier than Stephen Curry?
Yeah.
He can. I disagree.
All the way, man. What the hell? He don't shoot better than Stephen Curry, but playmaking the ability, make the right pass, drive to the bucket, make that mid-range shot, make three. Yes.
What I'm saying, I'm saying the same thing. Most people who watch basketball or whatever would say hands down. I see what you're saying. It's not hands down. Because Stephen Curry really is a real star now.
To me, it's hands down.
Chris Paul can score what he wants.
I think if you had a superstar, I think if you had a superstar as a 10-point step or whatever, let's say LeBron is at 10, true superstar. Durant's at a 9, and you Kobe and LeBron at 10, whatever. I would say Chris Paul is maybe at a 6. I would say Stephen Curry is at a 5, getting at a 6. I would say he's closer to Chris Paul than we think.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying most people are just
if he ain't on the same level.
Yeah, most people just say Chris Paul, but it's not just.
Yeah, it's Chris Paul.
You can't just downplay home.
No, I ain't downplay him. He a motherfucker.
People thought last year playoff was a fluke. This young man has done this all this season.
He is what he is.
He the best shooter in the league to me.
Breaking the right basketball play, depending on somebody else to do
it. They do it like this as point guard. It's very few people in the game. LeBron is one that got the court vision that Chris Paul have. And who can get what he want to get.
But see, I think that that's
he
why.
He can get whatever he wants to go on the court.
Completely
there's
agree.
There's very few people who can do that. He can make the right pass. Few people can do what he do. Nah, he is what he is.
Completely agree. But again, for him to look good, somebody else has to do their job. Stephen Curry can look good by doing his job by himself. And that's why I say If he not on the same level, he fast approaching.
I agree to that.
He fast approaching.
He's better than his pops.
Yeah, he's better than his pops.
If you would, so let me ask you this, Calhoun. If you would rank point guards, what would Stephen Curry rank?
He's top 5, top 10. Yeah, without a doubt. But to me, the best point guard to me is Chris Paul.
See, I would be, the number that came out here, he would be top 3.
3?
He got to be in top 3.
So who you got? Chris Paul who?
Chris Paul wouldn't just giving number
Chris
1
out
to
of your 3?
Nah, I'm not saying he wouldn't be giving number 1. You said his name like he would be, depending on what you say about Derrick Rose.
He's my number 1. But we've been doing this for a while. Who's yours?
You know who mine used to be? I used to be would be Darren Williams, but now
Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook. That nigga don't even make the right decision.
But I'm kind of in Mike camp. Them two guys would be, in my opinion, because if the question is, can you stop them?
You can't.
You can stop Chris Paul
before you can stop them.
Yeah.
Before you can stop them.
And that's why I would put Derrick Rose in that group before he got hurt.
And the difference, exactly. And the difference between Westbrook and Curry is Westbrook going to attack, and then open up his jumper. Curry going to make you check that jumper. But he got enough skills. You step up, he can kill.
He hit that little floor.
He'll go by you. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You can't stop them. No.
So let me ask y'all this. So y'all think Rondo's stock is dropping?
Rondo's stock went never up to me.
Let me say this, and I say why Rondo never was good. This digital Darren talk. I say why Rondo
was
never.
You know your voice by now.
I say why Rondo. Rondo can't win a game for you. He can't win when you can't shoot. When you can't score, you can't win.
But a point guard does so much more than just shooting. Y'all just love offensive motherfuckers.
No.
I mean, defense win game.
Hey, Jason Kidd couldn't shoot.
Damn sure good.
Hold on. I'm going to tell
you something. And that's your man back then.
Reggie Miller just said something the other day. But at a certain point in your game, in developing in the NBA, some should change. Jason Kidd couldn't shoot at first, but Jason Kidd number 2 all time in threes. So get what he did? He learned how. When is Rondo gonna learn how to shoot? When is Josh Smith gonna learn how to dribble? At a certain point in time, your game gotta get better.
And then I think it goes back to the point that we talked about with if I give him the ball and I have to score, he can't do that. There's no way in hell you can bet. There's no way in hell you can put Rondo in that category.
There are so many things that come.
Said, remember back in the day, say, you know the ball going to join, he get it. Can we stop him? No. Rondo, if your team say, just check Rondo.
If your team, if your coach say, we got to get the ball to Rondo to score, you in trouble right there.
It's over. You lost.
Rondo be my number one option. I want him facilitating.
And then what he do? Y'all act like a good point guard just do that. Great point guard. Runs the team. He's the floor general, right?
No,
he's
an extension of the coach. Okay. Magic Johnson, for example.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there. You're going to get to your point. The problem is, and this going to go with Chris Paul and Magic Johnson on the different sides. You could get a ball to Magic with the game on the line, and he could score. Chris Paul, maybe not. Rondo, you damn sure.
Listen, I'm going to make my point. When you fold to be that type of person, somebody would say one of the best at their position. Not all time, just right now. What point guard who you think right now, who you can't get it to and they can lead through something? Look at Tony Parker. When he started, couldn't shoot free throw, couldn't shoot jumpers. Now, where you think Tony Parker
can't make it? I say Rondo.
Okay, so when is he going to develop that?
Rondo is not my guy and who I'm arguing about right now. I'm arguing about Chris Paul. Chris Paul can, and I've seen it. You've seen it. We've all seen Chris Paul do it.
But before, I'm just saying, what we were saying, you said, before now, I would say Rondo. Why?
Before now, I would.
And his point was Rondo
so much
just
other stuff. But remember the other playoffs about a couple years ago when they were playing off on Dare to take that mid-range shot? He started hitting that motherfucker now.
He did it one game.
One game. One series.
He did it, though.
Rondo not good. Chris Paul, like Darren said,
don't do that.
You probably can say he the ain't nobody 2 steps away from him.
Put it like that. Nobody. If it's a championship belt. For who the best point guard is.
It's a toss-up.
It's a toss-up. It ain't no guy. It's a
but
battle for you.
It's who you like in that case. And to me, it's Chris Paul. But it really is. Between them 3-4, and I'm going to tell you who else coming up, Uncle Drew.
Nah, he got to get to the playoffs first.
Well, Uncle Drew
you better
fall.
Put John Wall name in there before you put on
Uncle Drew
name
ain't fun now.
Kyrie Irving better than John Wall.
He got to make the playoffs to say.
He going to be there next year, I think. With that team they got, he'll be there.
Uncle Drew ain't far. You saying that like saying Kevin Love shouldn't be in the top five in power forwards right now. Because he'll never make the playoffs. You can't say that.
You know how me and Double R think the same about Kevin Love. But that's for another.
Just like the guy we about to discuss now. That's a segue, motherfucker.
I know everybody wondering why we haven't talked about Donald Sterling. We're going to say that for his own podcast. This has been M. Kevin Love, but that's for another.
Just like the guy we about to discuss now. That's a segue, motherfucker.
I know everybody wondering why we haven't talked about Donald Sterling. We're going to say that for his own podcast. This has been NBA Playoff Talk, and we're going to wrap it up with this. I want everybody. Kevin Love, but that's for another.
Just like the guy we about to discuss now. That's a segue, motherfucker.
I know everybody wondering why we haven't talked about Donald Sterling. We're going to say that for his own podcast. This has been NBA Playoff Talk, and we're going to wrap it up with this. I want everybody. Kevin Love, but that's for another.
Just like the guy we about to discuss now. That's a segue, motherfucker.
I know everybody wondering why we haven't talked about Donald Sterling. We're going to say that for his own podcast. This has been NBA Playoff Talk, and we're going to wrap it up with this. I want everybody.
Bold prediction.
We winning.
My second bold prediction. I'm gonna go with my guy Calhoun. The Rockets gonna come back and win this season.
Hell yeah!
They're gonna tie it up tonight.
I'll go next. My bold prediction is Westbrook is gonna have a 50-point game in the playoffs.
Whoa! That ain't too bold. I can agree with that.
He ain't had no 50-point game.
He can. He possible. He capable.
My second bold prediction is that the Atlanta Hawks will stumble into the Eastern Conference Finals.
Ooh. My.
Go ahead, Calhoun.
They say it. That's for last.
Weird to pick your nuts up.
Ooh. I'm not no coward. I'm sticking with what I said at first. Thank you, Rashard, for giving me that ump. The wind beneath my wings. Yeah. Houston coming back. Beating Portland. I'm going to go Skip Bayless here. Dallas going to beat the Spurs. And therefore, Houston going to play Dallas. And they're beating them. The Grizzlies coming out of there. That's just what we want. We're going to beat them. And then we go on to the finals. That's my bold position.
I think the Grizzlies are a horrible matchup for y'all. But
Houston going to get their ass whooped. But that's my bold prediction. I got to go with it because I said it. But I think we're going to get our ass whooped. I got to go with it. And the other one, the Hawks got a real shot at the Eastern Conference Final, but Miami going to, boy, get your broom.
M.O.B.
You got to think about this, Calhoun. Let Brooklyn get in there.
Ooh! Yeah. You're right.
We us three saying our holy hell gonna break loose in the East. Minus Miami. Holy hell breaking loose in the East.
And let me come with some sense in this situation. There's no way in HE double hockey stick.
We us three saying our holy hell gonna break loose in the East. Minus Miami. Holy hell breaking loose in the East.
And let me come with some sense in this situation. There's no way in HE double hockey stick. LeBron James is in Miami. So
they will get to them in the Eastern Conference Finals.
The Hawks can't beat nobody but the Pacers. And that's what they're going to beat.
They can beat the Wizards.
No, okay. Okay, my bold prediction is Dallas probably going to beat my Spurs. Oh, man. I think New Jersey, if they win, and they play Miami, it's going to be a better series than I originally thought.
It's going to be a dog fight.
Yeah, it's going to be a great series. That don't go south.
I don't believe that because they beat us four times. Nah, Chicago had did that 2 years in a row. It's different in the playoffs, man. LeBron James is so battle-tested right now. He got kicked out the gym. They took his lunch money years and years. Right now, he the bully. LeBron James is the bully of the NBA, whether they like it or not. He cannot be stopped. He's going to have to get hurt or something. Right now, he can carry Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh on his back. So, the Hawks are not going to the Eastern Conference Final. Womp, womp, womp. I'm sorry, guys. It's not going to happen. Not in this season. They better go get Dominique back.
It's not happening. Leave it to a fag to bust a bubble.
on real, but it's been a good playoffs.
Yeah. And I think the Bush out bubble, the Hawks are not going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and the Mavericks are going to beat the number one seeded Spurs.
All right, thank you for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. We hope you enjoy the playoff games. And we are going to talk about Donald Sterling and his comments. That's going to be a separate podcast. So after you check this podcast out, make sure you check for the Donald Sterling podcast. Again, thank you for listening. DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And catch us on iTunes and Stitcher. So basically, we us three saying our holy hell going to break loose in the East. Minus Miami. Our holy hell breaking loose in the East.
And let me come with some sense in this situation. There's no way in H-E-W.